Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, maybe cause to perform. God is gonna bless you for just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
come
on.
Come on,
baby. Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, I
feel it in the air.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Just hold on. Just hold on.
Listening to the Gospel Healing Hour. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and thank you so much. It's another Thursday, and we're so glad that you're listening. Amen, amen.
Your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes
Yes, I need you right now, Lord. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and we are praying. We are praying for God to manifest that blessing that he's already sent to us. Amen, amen. Timothy Wright, taking that same point and saying, we need a miracle. Come on, brother. Amen, amen. We need a miracle. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. And once again, you're listening to the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. And I wanted to remind you that this program began on nearly 2 years ago as a universal healer. And since that time, it has morphed under the leadership, guidance, and directions of evangelist, prophetess, and pastor-elect Patricia Benjamin. Now, I want to tell you, dear friends, when I started out with this program more recently, I had people on the program who were everything but Christian in many cases. They were, in almost all cases, they were people who had strong commitments to God, but they were not acknowledging Jesus, and they did not come to understand that Jesus is the way. But I don't care what path you're on Buddhist, you're a Muslim, you're an atheist, whatever life you lead, sooner or later you will come to the door, and that door is the door of Jesus Christ, and it will be your choice and decision to take that step. Now, Jesus doesn't ask much of you. He asks that you believe, really, in your own experience, and you believe that he can give you, or that you can recognize the experience, his experience with you. So if you say to yourself or out loud, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Savior. Now you say that. Come into my heart, Jesus, and let me experience salvation. Let me experience your forgiveness. Let me experience your divine love. Soon as you say that, friends, your life will change and you will change. And people in your environment will say, what has happened to you? Is that a new dress? Did you cut your hair? Did you change your lipstick? And all you can say is, darling, Jesus is my life. I am saved, and I will live a saved life. Now, there are a lot of programs that you can listen to, both on television and on the radio and on the internet. And they will walk you through your trials and your tribulations. They will help you to remember your faults. They will help you to recall the fact that we all have sinned before Jesus, and Jesus gave his life and went through resurrection to have an erase, I should say, to erase, to eliminate all of our sins, took them on himself, and friends, that's a mighty victory. He achieved victory over death. But this program, friends, is a program of celebration. This is a program to celebrate the miracle of God's love. So when you're feeling going through the week, you know you get to what you call Wednesday, you get to hump day, which is the middle of the week, and the week may not have gone just the way you want. May not have behaved just the way you want. Your children might not be making you happy. Your boss might be on your back. And you might have all that going on. Well, friends, we want you to know that we're here for you. And even though a number of our programs are pre-recorded, you can still click one on your phone while you're listening. You can click one. And when you do that, that will let us know that you'd like to speak to us, even though it may be private and it won't be heard by the general listening audience. And you can get that prayer of upliftment, that prayer of redemption. You can get that prayer with either of us, depending on our availability, when you call in. So once again, this is the Gospel Healing Miracle Hour, and we want you to know that God has a blessing for you.
What you're going through, you're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up, put a smile on your face. This is another test. Here's more natural ways. So get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, God's got a blessing.
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 With your name on it.
With your name on it.
God's got a blessing.
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 With your name on it.
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 With your name. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing. You say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. Everybody say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, Jay.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
With your name. Jason White on keyboard.
Yes, God's got a blessing. Now, you know, dear friends, that it is our tradition on this program because it began as a Universal Healer Hour, and people would call in and tell us what was going on with them and how they felt. And God would do the healing over the phone. So it is our tradition in every one of these programs, even though we are not doing the same thing in terms of having callers come in looking for healing. It is our tradition to offer a healing prayer. Heavenly Father, it is us once again. It is your son, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, down on his knees before the altar, now lying prostrate before you, God, knowing that I am not worthy to be in your presence, and it is only your love that allows me to be here. And that it is through the grace, the divinity, and the sacrifice of your beloved Son, our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ, that we are even allowed to think of, to want, to prepare ourselves for the miracle of living. And Lord, we know we play these songs asking you for a miracle, but Lord, we know that you're giving us a miracle every moment. We know that it's a miracle to be able to go to sleep, a miracle to dream or not dream, a miracle, dear God, to wake up in the morning, bask in your love, feeling in every single cell of our body the glow of your kindness and of your mercy. And Lord, like Ananias, land by the gate, who heard the hubbub and asked, "What is going on?" cried out and said, "It is Jesus passing by." And like Ananias, Lord, we say that with regard to any physical ailments we may have, feet, ankles, arms, liver, kidneys, lungs, eyes, skin, shoulders, blood. Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy on us. And Lord, with regard to any relationships that we have with our children, with our spouses, with our beloved ones, with our neighbors, with our fellow church members, with our co-workers, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. Let your healing love, Lord, bathe us, and bathe us, and clear us, make us as white as snow, Lord. Take away, please, Lord, all of the blockages, all of the things that are interfering with the continuity of our lives. Lord, remove from us any devilish darkness. Remove from us and destroy any demonic influences on our lives, any demonic intentions, because, Lord, our lives are dedicated to you. We, Lord, are your humble servants, and we are committed fully and personally to reaching out to the Christians and the non-Christians to bring them into the glory of God. Now, Lord, I feel the windows of heaven opening. You bathe me all the time in your love. Now, Lord, I feel you turning up that love. And, Lord, you're asking all of us, what is it that we want? What is it that we need? Lord, you know our needs better than we do. And, Lord, you have created the plan and laid out the life that we are to live. And, Lord, we ask you in this moment for you to bathe us fully and completely, to download from the windows of heaven all of the blessings, all of the healings, all of the grace, all that you would have us. Lord, lift us into your kingdom even further. Lift us into your kingdom. Let us stand before your throne, Lord, and let the radiance of your divinity, Lord, fill us. Fill us, Lord, fill us. Lord, let this anointing that you have put upon us, let this anointing that you have put upon the divine heavenly evangelist, Lord, let that flood through every single atom of our bodies. Lord, in this moment, your blessings amaze and astound us. Your blessings, Lord, are manifesting every moment. Lord, help us to see and to understand that. Lord, please guide every step that we take. Lord, let our souls be completely cleared. Let anything that stands in the way of our being completely absorbed into your blessingness, Lord, let this light that you have given each of us, let it shine so brightly that when individuals see us or near us, they can say, oh, I know that you are a child of God. I see your radiance. I feel God's presence. I feel God's presence. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us. Lord, it is such a pleasure. It is such an honor to be able, Lord, to work with your humble servant, Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. And Lord, she is an inspiration to me and an inspiration to many, both here in Delaware, in New York, and around the entire United States. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, it is an honor and a pleasure to offer up this prayer and to step aside, Lord, on the air now so that the message which Evangelist Benjamin has for us now can be brought. So in the name of Jesus, amen. And it's with great pleasure and an honor I want to tell you listeners that Evangelist Benjamin's line is open. And Evangelist, you're on the air.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Scott. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, for this is another day that the Lord he hath made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to say good morning to those of you that are listening to our Thursday broadcast. I'd like to say good afternoon and good evening. I tell you, for God is a good God. It is raining and it is thundering here in Dover, Delaware, but I am not wet. I'm in a dry place. I hear the Lord doing his work, and we are working together. I tell you, I just put my eyes on something in the scripture to put in your hearing. I just hope that my phone doesn't have a lot of echo in it. If it does, I apologize. Right now, I want to get to the word of God. I don't have much time left. I thank you, Dr. Scott, for being there. I thank you for reminding me that we're on the air at 7 tonight. So here we are. And as I was reading in the book of, now there's a lot of Johns in the Bible. I'm not reading from St. John, which he is in the New Testament. I'm not reading from St. John. I'm reading from 1 John. 1 John is also in the New Testament. We have the Johns, which are called the epistles, the letters. And we have 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And again, we also have St. John. But I want to read something that caught my attention here, that caught my eye, for again, God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. Don't you forget that. I don't care whatever trial may come. I don't care whatever you're going through. God is yet worthy of his praise. No, we don't like how it feels sometimes, but God is still God, and he is yet worthy of his praise. He said, render due benevolence unto them. Give honor unto whom honor is due. And I tell you, I honor God right now because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all praise. All praise goes to our God. Hezekiah Walker wrote the song, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, that every praise is to our God, and every word of worship with one accord, every praise is to our God. We cannot praise God enough. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise the Lord. The songwriter said, let's just praise the Lord. Benny Cummins wrote the song, I'm going to praise his name. Sunrise, sunset, I'm going to praise his name. I'm going to praise him in the morning. I'm going to praise him in the noonday. I'm going to praise him in the evening when the sun goes down. I'm going to praise his name. Yes, I am. I'm going to praise the name of Jesus. Why? Because he is worthy to be praised. His name alone is worthy to be praised. The name of Jesus is above all other names. And we, as the children of God, must learn how not just praise him when things are going our way, but the time to praise God is when you don't understand what's going on. That's the time to confuse the devil, where you should be crying and you should be murmuring and complaining, where you should be cussing folk out, if some of us do, you know. But that's the time that you should be praising God. I know there's a song, and I want to say it's one writer, but I know it's another. But anyhow, she made the song and said, that's the time when I feel like making love to you. Well, when things are in turmoil and chaotic, and you got a tsunami of bad things around you and happening in your presence, that's the time that you should feel like making love to your Savior. Love on the Lord. They sang Sunday at my church, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I ever done. And then James Cleveland took the song from Gladys Knight and he went on to make it, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I tell you, when you got that testimony about Jesus is the best thing, yes, trials come. But we're calling on your name because we need you right now, Lord. That is the time to praise our blessed Savior, Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. Come on and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Let us praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the saint, Jesus, yes, Jesus, you're worthy to be praised. Come on, praise him. Everybody, praise him. Come on, praise him. Let us praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus in this place. Ah, yeah, yeah, la, 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 boy. I feel Jesus in this place. Now, when I say to you, I feel Jesus in this place, the place of which I'm speaking of is in my soul. I feel him in this place, in my soul. I feel him in my heart. I feel him in my body, my mind, my soul. I feel Jesus in this place. I thank him for the touch right now. I thank him for his presence to me. Ah, you should be able to say like me, child of God, I feel Jesus in this place. And if you don't feel him in this place, which is your place, just say, touch me, Lord Jesus. Breathe on me, Lord Jesus, so that I can feel your presence, so that I can feel your touch. See, the gift that's within you, the feeling that's within you, stir it up by calling the name Jesus. Jesus, blessed Savior. You're worthy to be praised. Ah, I tell you right now, I thank God for Jesus. And I thank Jesus for the blood. Let me read this in your hearing. And I'm in 1 John. And I believe I'm in the second chapter of 1 John. And I looked at that 27th verse. And it says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. Ooh, by God. Let me read that again. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. You know, last week I taught on thou anointed my head with all that. And my cup got blessed because it runneth over. So therefore it had to be an overflow of the anointing in order for my cup to run over. I can put coffee in my cup, but because I put the coffee in my cup, it doesn't make my cup run over. But I have to keep on pouring and pouring and pouring until eventually the cup becomes full, and then it begins to run over. So my cup runneth over because of the anointing that he placed upon my head, and the scripture said, and my cup runneth over. So that's in Psalm, the 23rd Psalm. But the Bible connects throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. There are scriptures that connect one with the other. It doesn't matter whether you're reading from the Old Testament and it connects to the New, or you read from the New and connect to the Old. It is the Word of God. None other word but the Word of God. I know my time is getting close to running out here. Let me just move along here. Ah, I like this. And it says, but the anointing which ye have received of him, talking about the Lord, abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. Don't let anybody tell you something different from this. Don't let them tell you that the anointing didn't come from him and you don't abide in it. If he gave it to you, abide in it, because it didn't come from man. Man cannot give you an anointing. Anointing comes like a miracle from God. Man cannot give you a miracle. Miracles come only from God when you need a miracle. When whatever it is impossible humanly, then God sends that miracle. Well, the anointing can only come from the anointed one. I can, because I'm anointed, and many times I've said in my services when God had me to pray for him or her, and I said, I'm going to impartate a portion of my anointing with you, whether it be male or female, because what I'm saying to them is that what you see me do, you are going to do the same thing. It's going to be operating of the same anointing, which comes from the Father above. If I'm laying hands on the sick, if I'm laying hands on the situation, you are going to be able to do the same thing. So therefore, I impartate a part of what I have. I am transferring it over to you. That's the only time that you can receive an anointing from a man. I sat under an anointed pastor as a child, Pastor Dr. Joseph Arnold King, and he was our pastor of the King's Chapel Church of God in Christ, and he pastored King's Temple Church of God in Christ. He had the two churches in different locations, and because he was my father in the gospel, I have of the same anointing that God gave him, which is that teaching ability. God entrusted me with it, but Pastor said, don't I give you of my anointing. My God in heaven, did he bless me. Woo! I thank God for the old man who sleepeth in his grave. Oh, bless his name. Let's get back to the Word of God. I don't like to talk about me because there's too much in the Bible for me to talk about than me spending an hour talking about myself. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Somebody said, bless his holy name. Thank you for being obedient. Now, let's go back. Let not any man teach you. Don't let him give you anything different from this. But as the same anointing teacheth you truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. You know, Jesus says over in St. John, I believe it is, let's turn to St. John quickly, those of you that have your Bible or write it down and then get your Bible. If you can't go there with me right now, just take St. John, as I'm going from 1 John to that St. John that I spoke of earlier. So now there are how many Johns in this Bible? There is four. There is St. John, then there's John 1, 2, and 3. Jesus says here in St. John, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And then it goes on to say, now look, let's drop down here to that fourth verse of St. John, the 15th chapter. It says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. Oh, I love the word of God. I just get so excited when I hear the word of God. Now, look. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If any man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Look here, verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my notice is said, if, because you know sometimes we want to separate ourselves from the vine. You know, we want to get wild and foolish and figure I can do this myself and I don't need anybody and I can make it on my own. But Jesus is letting you know, if you disconnect yourself from the vine, your branches is no good to him. Your fruit is dead. You're not bringing forth any fruit. So men just going to gather you up and throw you in the fire. You are finished. Mm-hmm. Now look what verse 7 says. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now you read that in its entirety, John the 15th, St. John the 15th chapter. I'm going back over here in 1 John where I got these little pickings from for tonight. Let's go back and read verse 27 of the second chapter of 1 John, and it says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. Now look at 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know, that's 29, if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Ooh, I love Jesus. That is a rich word. We can't always be jumping over pews and climbing trees and all of that. But Jesus said, sit them down. Teach them the word. Get something in your head. Get knowledge of God. Then when you're up rejoicing and dancing in the Holy Spirit, you know what you're dancing about. But you need a foundation. Some of you have had enough preaching, but you haven't had enough teaching, because you don't bit more know what's going on than a man in the moon. It's just that the organ is playing, the preacher was screaming and yelling, and Salek was having an asthma attack, and you got excited and thought that was it. And when you got home, you don't even know what went on. Why? Because you have no foundation. I'd rather teach you the word and let it bless you than to scream and yell at you and you don't understand anything that I'm talking about. Because you know what? Not only on this Blog Talk Radio do saints listen, but I have some folks that have not yet committed themselves unto God. They listen. So I want to be able to explain it in a way that it draws them to the Lord instead of shoving and pushing and push them away from the Lord. I am here to win souls. I am not here to drive them away. I'm not here to talk about this, that, and the other. I want to tell you what's in the Word of God. If you are a sinner, the Word of God will straighten you out. If you are a saint, the Word of God will keep you straight. All I'm here to do is give you what God has already given before I got here, and then I'll let God and His Word work the work that needs to be worked in you. I'm not here to tell you about you're shacking up and you're on your way to hell. Yes, the Bible says, show a man his transgressors. Show a sinner the way in which he's supposed to go. But how am I going to show you that? I'm going to show you with the Word of God. I'm not going to beat you with the licking stick. I'm going to give you the Word, and I'm going to let the Word find you, and then you will say, yes, Lord. My job is to give you the Word. My job is not to run you from Christ. My job is to draw you. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, then I'll draw all men unto me. So I am here to lift up Jesus and the name of Jesus and let the Holy Spirit do for you what needs to be done. You know where you are in Christ. You know if you sinning, skinning, and grinning. You know that. And guess what? The Lord does too. But if I do what God has told me to do, preach the word, teach the word, then he will do what needs to be done in your life. Amen? Amen. No, I don't want you to go to hell. No, I don't. That's why I'm trying to give you what thus say the Lord, and then let the Lord do the drawing. Because I've seen people run away from church because they preach so hard against sin, they never saw the love that God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will open the door, I will come in and sup with him. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you to where Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart, that you will open the door and say, yes, Lord, I welcome you into my life. Now, let's stay right here in John 1, 1 John. I just read 1 John chapter 2, verses 27 through 29. But now let's go down to the next chapter, because that was the one that I was going to speak from, but God sent me up here to 27 first. And then he sent me over to St. John 15. They're all connecting. It's talking about abiding and the benefits of you abiding in the Lord. Beautiful benefits. But remember to give God his praise. Regardless of what you're going through, he is still worthy of your praise. All right, let's go to 1 John, the third chapter, and I'm going to be finished shortly. Oh, bless his name. 1 John, the third chapter, says, behold, the first verse, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purify, himself, even as he is pure. The word of God is telling you to purify yourself, not evangelist, not pastor-elect, not sister Benjamin, but the word of God is saying that every man that had this hope, that you will be like Jesus, for you shall see him as he is. It tells you in order for you to be with Jesus, you have got to purify yourself, even as he is pure. Now, you have to take the word of Jesus for what it says. Purify yourself. He has given you his love. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Yes, we are called the sons of God, but in order to see him, in order for you to see him as he is. Let's read it again. All right, it says here, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that have this hope, if you have a hope that you're going to see Jesus, that you're going to be like Jesus when he appears. You don't know who you're going to be. I know folks say, all this, you're going to do this, do that, do this. But that's not scripture. The scripture said, we don't know. But whatever, whoever, we shall be like him. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. How I long to be like him. So meek and holy, so humble and I long to be like him. I want to be like Jesus. I want to walk like Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus. I want to live like Jesus. I want to love like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. But I have this hope that I want to be like Jesus. I got to purify myself. I got to shake it off. I got to turn from a wicked ways. I got to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to walk like him. I want to talk like him. I want to live like him. I want to pray like him. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. How long to be like Jesus? Oh, bless his name. But what I got to do? Is to purify myself. I got to clean it up. I got to be like him. And how is he like? Well, the scripture says, purify, it says, and every man and woman too that have this hope in him, purify, clean yourself up, get yourself ready for that great day. Stop your lying. Stop your smoking. And stop your joking. If the Lord should call you now, you heard the word. You've had your chance. So clean it up. Turn it around. Give it over to the Lord. Say, Lord, come in and wash me. With hyssop, purge me. And I shall be whiter than snow. Lord, purify me. Clean me with your cleansing blood. Lord, make me whole. I want to be like you, because the word of God says that he is pure. Can you read that in your Bible like I'm reading it in mine? It says, every man that had this hope in him, purify himself, even as he is pure. I'm going to stop right there. Well, maybe let me just read the fourth one. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away, look out, to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. Lord, hear the word go again. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. And whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither know him. I don't have to beat you up with my mouth saying things maliciously and in derogatory manner. I just need to just read the word of God. Uh-huh. I just need to read what the word said. And you know where you are. You know that if you know that you need to purify yourself. Why? Because you can't see him unless you purify yourself. So, beloveds, lay aside every sin and the weight that so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience, because we know that if we purify ourselves, if we cleanse ourselves unto righteousness, that when he does appear, it don't matter what you're going to be. All you know that when he does appear, I'm going to be like him, for I shall see him as he is. So purify yourself. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Purge me of my sins and make me anew in you. That's all you have to say. Mean it. And the Lord will come in. Woo! And do just what you asked him to do. And that is the greatest miracle. The songwriter said, but when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, that was a miracle of love and grace. God bless you, Radio Land. I have read to you St. John, the 15th chapter, 1 John, the 2nd chapter, starting at the 27th through the 29th verses, and then 1 John, the 3rd chapter, starting at the 1st verse, and I ended up somewhere, 5, 6 or something, but you read it for yourself. God bless you, Dr. Scott. I tell you, I have enjoyed Jesus another time. It is so good to love Jesus and to trust God, just to take him at his word. Who would not serve a God like this? Oh, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and he pitied my every groan. You know, it's time to purify so that he can identify us, because he said those of us who have the seal in our forehead, he's coming back for us, a church, not a building. We are the church, without a spot or wrinkle. And how do you get rid of the spot and the wrinkle? By purifying yourself. Your flesh, Paul said, I crucify my flesh daily. So it's a daily thing. You can't crucify it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You're raising Cain. You know, you're not even thinking in that direction. But Paul said this is a daily walk, so I have to crucify my flesh daily because it comes up against me. My flesh don't want to live right, but my spirit man wants to purify itself. For he wants to see Jesus and be like him. I love you, listeners. Hang in there with us. We're on our way somewhere. God is getting ready to do mighty and miraculous things for those of us who have this hope. For we shall see him. Lord, I thank you, sweet Jesus. Ah, to be like Jesus. I long to be like him. God bless you, Dr. Scott. I am finished for now.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Gospel Circle Healing Hour. That was Dr. Gregory Scott. Thank you so much for
to our God. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.